Welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Dawn, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life. Welcome back to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast. We are now on episode 39. I recorded this episode yesterday and I realized that although it was meant to be really inspirational, I think it ended up being quite emotional. So I am re-recording the first part of it. And the reason being is because I watched the England Euro 2022 on Sunday night. So I'm recording this. This is now Tuesday. And England's women team won the tournament and brought the cup home. And it was a big deal for football because it's something that the men's team strive to do and have not done for 56 years. So it was a big deal in that sense, but it was an even bigger deal for how much they've had to fight to be recognised within the big stadiums, from an investment point of view, just to be on TV. Now, I have to caveat this by saying I am not a fan of football. If England were playing the men's team, I wouldn't watch it. It's not for me. It's just not something that I'm bothered about at all. And I think for me personally, I grew up watching men in my family watch football, and it just never looked like a nice experience. They always looked stressed. They always looked frustrated and annoyed at the TV. And those type of feelings, I just don't go towards. So watching something that would make you feel like that was not my cup of tea. But it just so happened that when I came in from work on Sunday night, that my husband had the women's final on. And we were watching it while playing Lego with the little one. So it was on in the background. We put the little one to bed. And as I came back upstairs, England had scored, oh God, I think it was their final goal, the goal that won them the title. And the thing that caught me, the thing that got me, was just seeing how euphoric they all felt. That was the thing that lured me in and I couldn't stop watching it. So I didn't really watch the actual game. I just watched kind of like the last 20 minutes, I think, when it was kind of a bit tense and they scored the final goal, and just seeing how happy everyone was. And then when when the time was up and they realised that England had won, you saw the England manager, Serena Wiegmann, she kissed a bracelet that she had on her arm, and she kissed it so ferociously. And I remember, like, getting a lump in my throat and thinking I was, like, just going to cry my eyes out. And I didn't know why. And I knew deep down there was some significance with the thing that she was kissing on her arm. And I have since, I came into work yesterday still just feeling, like, so happy for those women who'd won that title. And again, I have to repeat, I'm not into football, but watching that many people achieve their goal and achieve their dream in one sitting was just, oh my God, it gave us so much energy and so much, like, I felt so happy inside watching it. So I came into work yesterday morning and I just Googled why she'd kissed the bracelet, and it turns out her sister had passed away. And a month before, and she talked about how she felt like her sister was with her throughout the final of the tournament. And she knows how proud her sister would have been of her. Now, this was the bit that I recorded yesterday, and I was like, I think I was just so happy. But, you know, that's sad. Like, when you're that happy and you get the sadness at the same time, because when you're that happy, your emotions are so high that you can then connect to emotions that are sad as well. I don't know whether you've ever felt that. So it kind of pulled on some sadness around my mom and when she passed. But in a way, not from a like hysterical, I'm so sad I lost my mum kind of feeling, but from a comfort point of view, that comfort of having somebody who has passed and you know they still walk beside you. I guess that's probably the best way to describe it. Yeah. I was a bit of a hot mess yesterday when I recorded this, so this is why you're getting the re-recorded of it. So the reason why I'm telling you all this and the reason why it matters, okay, is because there's two things going on that I wanted to talk about. One, that unbreakable mindset from Serena to go through this tournament with such a huge loss, and to still be so laser focused on the outcome. And then those wonderful stories that came out and why I watched so much footage after the win of the women in the team and their mindset and things that had come up, things, letters that they'd written to themselves, affirmations that they'd told themselves. You know, there's a saying that any success, anything that you try and do, it's 80% mindset and 20% action. And they just had the right mindset, and you saw it in the win in them. And this work that I've done with young athletes before, where we just focus on mindset to get the mindset ready, because, you know, there was young athletes coming to me who had kind of stalled in their progression, that they were tipped to be, you know, Olympic athletes, and they had stalled in their progression from a simple mindset point of view, not from what they could achieve. But when their mindset goes down, their ability suffers dramatically, to the point where you can win a great British title to then not being able to get into local competitions. Like, that is how much mindset matters. So why does that matter to you listening to this podcast? You know, I talk about this all the time. This is why when I see clients on a one-to-one basis, you know, I don't talk about law of attraction. I don't talk about manifestation, because actually that's not the thing I teach. The thing that I work on is mindset. And it just so happens that actually, if you come and work with me one-to-one, you get free access to my Month to Manifest course, because I want my clients to have that cherry on the cake. I want them to be able to do that work once their mindset's ready. Like, it would be really weird if they came to me and I just try to get them to work on manifestation without doing that mindset work first. Like, it is impossible. You cannot manifest from a place of lack of. You cannot manifest from a place of feeling like it's not going to happen. But even if you don't believe in manifestation, it's kind of irrelevant anyway, because if your mindset's not supporting you, you won't be getting any outcomes that you desire. You know, life will just be kind of like dragging you along, and you're not in control. So therefore you don't get outcomes that you desire. And you kind of wake up one day and go, like, I just don't feel like I have any goals. I don't feel like I've achieved anything. And your mood's low, your energy's low. And all of this is connected so deeply. So that's why I wanted to talk about the win that England had, because not because I am into the sport, but because that strength of mindset from somebody who has lost somebody, and from women who've had to fight to be seen to be seen in that space, to be allowed to play at the big stadiums was such a big deal. To then bring that home, I mean, that high, they will probably never experience that high again. But to achieve something when you have set out to go for it is just, it was so wonderful to watch. But what I want as a conclusion for you to take away is that, you know what, where is your mindset around the things that you want? You know, I talk about this before. Where is your mindset? Because if your mindset is like zapped energy, just, you know, most of the time believing that it's not going to happen, then what do you think your actions are going to be based on that? Yeah, I left a big pause there. I didn't cut that pause out because I want you to truly think about where your mindset is right now versus the life that you're living. Because when my mindset was in struggle, when my mindset was anxiety, when my mindset was fear of the future, fear of failure, worrying what other people think, I was just dragged along by the journey rather than one step ahead of it. And that switch in mindset is huge. When you kind of refocus and you look at what you actually want and you're so determined to get it, it's way easier than that struggle of thinking, what happens if it doesn't happen? Because every day you're just laser focused. Yeah. And you don't, you know, I think my perception wrongly growing up was to have the things that you want to be successful, and success looks different for everyone, but to be successful, you had to be super smart. And because I didn't believe that I was super smart, I never thought that I could be successful. And as I say, that shows up in every area of your life, not just career. That could be with friendships. That could be in a relationship. How you feel about yourself is how you show up. Now, when you focus on a goal and you're laser focused on the outcome, then emotions kind of don't come into it because you're looking at what you can do rather than what you can't. And that's what those women did. They'll have showed up every single time looking at what they can do, whether that's training, whether that's to recoup an injury. You know, they even looked at the gaps between, I'm sure there was something, again, I'm not an expert, so please don't quote me on this if I'm wrong. But I think there was something along the lines of they looked at the recovery time in between matches, that it wasn't long enough, or it wasn't as same as what the men get, so they fought to get that changed. So they'd had longer recover periods so they could go into the next match again at 100%. Back to, like, you know, that high state. Now, how amazing is that? So they're not just, they're looking at every eventuality. And that is what success looks like. It's like you jump over the hurdles that are coming in your way, or you figure out how to move around them. And you've got to keep looking at that, because the areas of your life where you've had success, it's so important to reflect on why that success happened. Sorry, my mind went to something else that I wanted to tell you. I've started something in my Month to Manifest group where if you join Month to Manifest, so in a nutshell, Month to Manifest is my self-study program where you work through the exact steps of how to manifest, and you have a framework and it's really, really easy to follow. And one thing that I wanted to add on to that was having And this was the first one, having a monthly collective meditation session where we all come together and we've all got the same focus and we're all supporting each other and we get to feel good in that moment. And it was such a lovely experience that I have actually decided to do it once a month. I've realized I'm definitely going to be able to fit it in, and I will prioritize it. And it is free. It's a bonus for anyone that's in that community that's joined the course. And it's so, so lovely to have that. And one thing we focused on was what are our intentions for August. So although this will be coming out, I think, second week in August for you, there's no time like the present to think about, what do you want to be laser focused about? Where do you want your outcomes to be for the next 2 weeks in August? And how are you going to go around it? Okay, remember the success cycle. It's our goal first, then we take positive action. If we're not seeing the results, we correct that the actions that we're taking. And then once we start seeing results, we increase our beliefs and we increase our goals, and things just spiral into the right direction. You start seeing massive results from one small result, gets a bigger result, a bigger result, a bigger result. And then before long, you have massively improved your confidence. You've massively instilled a self-worth in yourself to what you can achieve. Like you've changed the story that you tell about yourself because you've refused to believe it. And you've gone in the direction of your goals and your dreams. So that was just a little bit, that was way better than the one that I recorded yesterday when I was just literally telling you what my mum's last words were to us when she passed away, which were incredible. And maybe I'll tell you another time. But the power of, and if I just, I'll briefly touch on that because it was important, I think, in terms of Serena used that sadness of her sister passing. And she held onto a bracelet that belonged to her sister so that she had her close to her. And she took the comfort in knowing that her somewhere in the spirit world, her sister was still around her, walking by her side. And that's as much as I'm going to say on that, because I will end up crying at that bit. To summarize, take comfort in what you can, lean into what feels good, and start getting laser focused on the outcomes you want. So this question is from a previous client of mine, and a shout out to Mark who sent this in. So thank you. He was one of the first ones to send in a question, and I wanted to bring it up right at the right time. So here goes. He said, "You and I have talked about this before, but I was explaining vision boards to my oldest son recently, as he is having a bit of a crossroads moment, and he found this helpful, so I thought others might like to hear you talk about them too. So could you explain vision board, please? What are they? Why do them? And how do you guard against them becoming an unnecessary weight upon your shoulders if what you have on there isn't manifesting for you?" Sorry, Mark, that was my eyesight just not reading that properly. You did write that correctly. Okay, so vision boards. And I love this question because actually it's something that when I do work with clients one-to-one, and as I say, I never push law of attraction or manifestation on them because that's not why people come to me. But what we might do towards the end of sessions, if I feel like it's appropriate, I will ask them to do a vision board for us. And that is purely for future planning, to have a roadmap of things to work towards. Because actually, when we have a lack of direction, when we don't have goals, we become stagnant. And that's when anxiety kind of sets in. Yeah, like an anxiety trigger can come about just because we feel unmotivated, flat, uninspired. So that is something that I do with clients. And then if they are interested in manifestation, then they get free access to Month to Manifest. But that's not, as I say, it's not something that I do with one-to-one clients. But for the purpose of vision boards, what I tend to find that clients might struggle with is a handful of things. One, not knowing what to put on there, because it can be quite overwhelming to really think about what you want, because maybe you've never thought of it in that way. Maybe you've never thought beyond what is in your current reality. So it's quite hard to go that far into the future, but also because you've never believed it's possible that this could be available to you. So sometimes when people do vision boards, they are sparse. There's only a handful of things on them. Basically can't think enough to kind of put all of those, like mine's full. You can't see any white space on my vision board. But when people first start off, sometimes it can be overwhelming to think, oh, I don't know what I want. And it can be a little bit scary, or clients are sometimes scared of doing it because what happens if they put something on it and then they change their mind? Like, first of all, it's okay. anything's okay. Whatever you decide to put on your vision board, or whatever gaps you've got on your vision board, whether you change your mind, that is perfectly okay. We're allowed to change our mind and we're allowed to readjust no matter what time we put them on there and when we might change it. There's definitely been things where I'm like, oh God, actually, I don't want it anymore. And I take it off and I put something else on that inspires me. So going back to Mark's question, in terms of what vision boards are, they are just a collection of images and words. You can put words on there that inspire you to start setting goals. And then obviously, if you are in a manifestation, then you can work manifestation into the process. But essentially, a vision board is just something that either can be physical. So, you know, a old school vision boards was you go to the newsagents, you buy magazines and newspapers, and you cut up images of things that you want and you stick them, physically stick them on your vision board. Now it's so easy just to go on to either, you know, if you've got Apple Pages, if you've got Microsoft, go onto a Word document, just pull up a document, plain document, and you go onto Google and you Google the car that you want, the house that you want, and you just copy the image and then go and paste it back onto your document. And it can be, especially if you're kind of a creative mindset, it can be a really fun kind of thing to do. It's something that every so often I do like to go back to my vision board and think, right, does this excite me? Does this inspire me? Do I actually still want those things? So that's what a vision board is, that it's a collection of images. And if I was going to kind of give you direction on this, if you are sat there going, oh my God, I don't know what to put on there, I would be saying to you, then think about all the different areas of your life and what would massively improve each area, and then find images to accompany that. So if you want more time with your friends, then put on, you know, Google a picture of friends together having coffee or friends together having food or whatever, and put that on your board. If you want more holidays, then put more pictures of holidays on there. Like, you know, really don't overthink the complexity of this. It should be really simple. And what else did Mark say? He said, why do them? So why do them? Because at least then there's a visual aspect of things that you want there. So sometimes I'll put words on there as well of things that I want. If I can't find an image to support, so I'll just, yeah, I'll put the physical words of the thing that I'm aspiring to or have. Once you have a visual, like a physical visual, whether it's on your computer or on your phone, then at least it helps you to then visualize the outcome, because you can start to visualize yourself in the outcome. If you're somebody who's just not visual, right? Like if you are somebody who works in finance, you're more of a numbers person, then it may be that actually you are better putting like almost like a bucket list. You could easily do that. You know, some people just aren't visual and they need just to have a list. And that is fine. It's fine either way. For me, I am a visual person. I much prefer a vision board. It helps me to get excited about the outcome. And that's what we're doing as well, because when we're excited about the outcome, we will take action over the things that we can take action over. So again, looking at your vision board once you've completed it, start to look at what things are within your control. What things can you take action over that is on your board right now? And that might take a bit of time to kind of think about and work into your work and week in terms of what actions you need to take. And then the last thing that Mark said was, how do you guard against them becoming an unnecessary weight upon your shoulders if what you have on there isn't manifesting for you? That's a really good one, actually, because there might be, you know, that might resonate with you now in terms of things where you just keep looking at it and think, well, it's not happening and it's not happening. Now, how do you think that makes you feel? If you feel like, oh, it's not happening, then you've got a belief that is now starting to believe that it isn't going to happen. So what I would suggest is go back and look at the things that you have manifested. Yeah, look at the things that you have been able to cross or take off your board. Now, some things that I have on my board that I've achieved, I leave on there. Not all the time, because leaving something on there that I've manifested gives me that good feeling. Like I go back to the board and think, oh my God, like I got that. Like, remember when I was feeling like, you know, I didn't have it and now I have it. It's a lovely, lovely reminder. But you've got to be able to sit in that positive bias. So pull on what you can. You know, gratitude is such a huge one in terms of really kind of going deep and getting to that good feeling space. So think about what you're grateful for, what you've manifested. And, you know, if you want, have another vision board or a list of things that you've manifested so that you can pull on that when you feel like the thing that you want hasn't happened yet. Okay. And go back to it. You know, I always say if you were struggling with that thing, then ask the universe for a sign that it is on its way. Yeah. Little signs along the way that it is coming to you. And I guess if there's something on there and you are feeling incredibly sad about it and you can't stop feeling sad about it, then maybe you put that to one side. You don't necessarily have to take it off the board, but you just start focusing on the things that you feel good about. And that will raise your vibration so that you can come back to this in a better headspace. Okay, I am going to leave you there for now. Thank you so much for listening once again. If you have any questions for the podcast, please do send them in. And just title it, message me on Instagram, Do Don't Coaching, and just put the title podcast in the direct message and then what your question is. And it will be lovely to connect with you anyways. Have a great week, everyone, and do join me next week when I have another guest on the show. Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judedaunt.coaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.